So this Sunday evening we are entering the great biblical holiday Shavuot, Pentecost. Shavuot begins on the sixth and seventh days of the month of Sivan, and is exactly 7 weeks after the second day of Passover. This is the second of three great feasts, Shalosh Regalim, three major holidays. And do you remember three of them? Pesach, Shavuot, and the last one? Not the birthday party. Yeah, not the birthday party. Sukkot. Yeah, let's say Sukkot. So this holiday has five names, the holiday of Shavuot. First, Shavuot, weeks, Hakakatsir, festival of harvest, Hakabikurim, festival of the first fruits, Zman Matan Torateinu, feast of the Torah given, and Atzeret, assembly. Shavuot has quite a few meanings and very important meanings in our lives. So we will look at only a few of them. First meaning, the first aspect, the annual agricultural cycle in ancient Israel. This is the first meaning of Shavuot. And the second meaning, a very important meaning for us, giving of the Torah to Israel at the Mount of Sinai. Therefore, the feast is also called celebration of the Torah. Giving of the Torah, right on Shavuot. On Passover, the Israelites, having made their exodus from Egypt, gained physical freedom. And on Shavuot, they gained spiritual freedom. Right on Shavuot. It was with the receiving of the Torah and the covenant with the Lord that the Jewish people were transformed from a tribe of slaves into a nation of free people. It was on Shavuot. God's people, the people of the book, after receiving the Torah on this Mount of Sinai. Such a remarkable transformation by an entire nation reveals the role of Passover. That liberation from slavery finds its fulfillment in freedom to serve God. Why they were free from Egypt? Because they entered in the promised land and they received the Torah from the Lord to be a free nation, to be a nation filled with the word of God. Shavuot reveals a distinction between the freedom from slavery and the freedom to serve the Lord. You can ask yourself, why are you free in the Lord? What is the meaning of your freedom? Why? And you have only one answer, right answer, to serve the Lord, to be his servant, to live for him. Today, God appears to his people, addressing his Torah to all Jews as a nation and to each Jew as an individual. People of Israel understood that serving God meant striving to comprehend him, that is, to understand his will for them as a nation and as individuals. It's very important to remember. No one can keep a commandment for another person. It's impossible. You need to follow the Lord. No one can stand in to perform a religious ceremony for another. You need to serve the Lord. It is your task. It is your job. It is your calling. So two events, the celebration of the beginning of the harvest and the giving of the Torah, became one celebration for Israel. The Torah explains this connection by pointing out that Israel is God's firstborn, the first harvest dedicated to God. It is Israel. Actually, this is a very difficult time for Israel. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for the peace in Jerusalem. It is not an easy time there. Not an easy time. So in the third meaning of the Shavuot, the descent of the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, and birth of the first Jewish Messianic congregation on this earth. I would like to read Micah chapter 4, or in Hebrew, Micha chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. This is a prophecy about coming of the living Torah. Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. But at the end of days, the mountain of Adonai's house will be established as chief of the mountains, and will be raised above the hills. People will flow up to it. Then many nations will go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Adonai, to the house of the God of Jacob. Then he will direct us in his ways, and we will walk in his paths. And here's the prophecy. For Torah will go forth from Zion, and the word of Adonai from Jerusalem. This is a wonderful description of Shavuot, and also defines a prophetic direction for the people of Israel. So I have a question for you. Why did Micah say that the Torah will go forth from Zion? Why it was? Because we know that the Torah was given on Mount of Sinai. So why is this prophecy that Torah will go forth from Zion? This prophecy was accomplished in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Micah gave a prophetic word about the coming of the living Torah of God, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, on Mount Zion. It happens 2,000 years ago. The Holy Spirit came on Zion, and it went to all the nations on the earth. Actually, we are here because more than 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit descended upon Mount of Zion. And we are here right now. And coming revival of the Jewish people. So New Testament reveals the meaning of Micah chapter 4. Let us read Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 4. Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4. Here's the heart of Shavuot. We are here because of this event. We are here because of the accomplishment of this prophecy. I know people who think that Pentecost is the Christian holiday. And the first disciples, actually, they decided to have Pentecost. Did you hear the same idea or not? I heard. Sometimes, yeah. But let's read Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place, all believers, 120 people. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. A wonderful experience, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon them. This is the heart of Shavuot. This is the prophetic meaning of Shavuot. The tefillah, immersion or baptismo in Greek, in the Holy Spirit, gave disciples supernatural power to live for the Lord and to serve him in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I remember when the Holy Spirit filled me with his presence. It turns my night into day. I felt his presence. I know that he's with me. His power, his presence, his love, his mercy, his reality. And as a result of the descent of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem, in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, so those who received his message were immersed, and that day about 3,000 souls were added. It was salvation of 3,000 people in Jerusalem, because of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit with them, right there on Mount of Zion. An interesting detail regarding Shavuot historically is that after the giving of the written Torah on Mount Sinai, if you read it, you remember that, after some time, 3,000 Jews perished because of their disobedience. They died, 3,000 Jews. In contrast, during the giving of the living Torah, the Holy Spirit, on Mount Zion, the same number of Jews, 3,000 people, gained eternal salvation and life because they obeyed the voice of God. Elsewhere it is written, choose life. Let's say together, choose life. Simple but important. Please choose life. It is important for you. It is also of interest that when the Lord gave the Torah on Mount Sinai, there was fire from God as a testimony of God's presence. Fire came upon Sinai. And all the people were in fear and trembling when they saw the fire of the Lord. They feared the Lord because his presence was there in fire. So compare that to another miracle. Many years later, fire descended upon everyone of those who were assembled together in the upper room, 120 people. All who were present observed this testimony of the giving of the living Torah, the Holy Spirit, and fire came upon them too. It was a testimony for them. The Torah, living Torah came. Today I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, who he is for us, what is his role in our destiny, how we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and be led by him in our lives. All of this we will see is a very practical way of living for us as Messianic Jews. I believe it is a very important topic for us today, very important topic. So let me state something of great importance regarding the person of the Holy Spirit. There are people who believe the Holy Spirit is some kind of faceless energy or some sort of substance. So you can know him, he is kind of energy somewhere, maybe he's third, the smallest one out there. However, our Messiah spoke very clearly about the Holy Spirit. And I would like to read Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. So here's the Messiah, Yeshua, speaking about the Holy Spirit, who he is. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Ruach HaKodesh and the Holy Spirit. It is Messiah describing the Holy Spirit. So we need to be immersed in the name of the Holy Spirit. So who is the Holy Spirit? Ruach HaKodesh. Let us read another place of scripture. John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. Let us read. It's interesting discussion between Nicodemus, one of the elders of Israel, and Yeshua, the Messiah. Now there is a man, a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jewish people. He came to Yeshua at night and said, it's an interesting question. Why he came at night? What do you think? Maybe he was a night person, yeah? A day he slept and night he was active. Probably not. He was afraid to walk and talk to Yeshua, so he came at night. Such a brave person. So, yeah. A Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jewish people, he came to Yeshua at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you, a teacher, have come from God. For no one can perform these signs which you do unless God is with him. So it's obvious, the Lord is with you. It is not a question for us Pharisees that the Lord is in you. Yeshua answered him. Such a great answer here. He's not going to talk to Nicodemus or try to answer his interesting directions of his, you're a good teacher, you're a nice teacher, what's going on there? So he's straight with Nicodemus. Yeshua answered him, Amen. Yes, I tell you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Impossible. And here's the Nicodemus, the teacher of Israel, the chief. He's asking Yeshua, how can a man be born when he is old? So probably he's asking for himself, yeah? Nicodemus said to him, he cannot enter his mother's womb a second time and be born, can he? Such a great question. Yeshua answered, Amen, amen, I tell you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised that I said to you, you all must be born from above. Doesn't matter, Pharisee, doesn't matter how old are you or anything, you need to be born from above. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. So do you see here, Yeshua is describing relationships between the Holy Spirit and people, mankind. So the Spirit can speak into your life, into your heart. He is real. You don't know, you don't see him, but he is real for you. And you need to be born again, born from above, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. So in Hebrew, the Spirit, Ruach, means spirit, wind, or breath. In Greek, pneuma, also breath or wind, or also spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a faceless power or a mystical idea. He is a person. He is a living person. This means that he can communicate and manifest himself as real to us. I can tell you how many people there just, they don't understand the Lord because they don't really understand the Holy Spirit. They don't have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It is such a lack for them. We cannot see him with our own eyes, but he is real and can have a huge impact on our lives right now, today. I want to read a few passages from the Tanakh about the Holy Spirit, from the Bible, from the Torah. The first one is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 3. It is important for us as the Messianic believers. Genesis 1, 1, 3. We all know this place of scripture. Do we? I think so. It's easy, but we know. In the beginning. What does it mean in the beginning? Can you explain me this very interesting English word here? In the beginning was big boom. No. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was chaos and waste. Darkness was on the surface of the deep. And the Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God, was hovering or brooding, is the better word, upon the surface of the water. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. So right here, in the first chapter, the first verses of the Torah, from the very beginning of creation, we see God the Father who created the world. We see the word, which is Yeshua, our Messiah, the Lord said, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, all together and participating in the creation. Father, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. He's from the beginning. He is not the lowest one. He is not the smallest one. He is not an energy somewhere. He was from the beginning in the creation of this world. He was right here, right now. It's a great thing. What an amazing truth of the Bible. Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, created everything that exists. In yet another scripture from the prophet Isaiah, we see the greatest mystery of redemption. Let us open Isaiah chapter 48, another important place of scripture about the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 48, verse 16. Draw near to me, hear this. Since the beginning, I have not spoken in secret. From the time of existed, I was there. So now Adonai Elohim has sent me and his Ruach. Thus says Adonai, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. This is one of the most messianic places of the scripture. We can see here the Father. We can see here the Holy Spirit. And we can see here Yeshua, the Messiah. We see in this passage from Isaiah how the Father and the Holy Spirit and Yeshua are performing the redemptive work, the salvation of mankind. So it seems that those three have a very close relationship to each other, working always together. So clearly, the Holy Spirit is an almighty person who participated in the creation of the universe and in the redemption of mankind. Actually, you know, without the Holy Spirit, we won't be able to repent to come to the Lord. This is truth. We need to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit because He is helping us to stay on our path. Only through Him we can come to the Lord. Thank you, Martha. You rescue me. Poor people who denied power of the Holy Spirit. It is lack of everything. It is only knowledge in head without relationships with the Lord. You can hear His voice. You don't know. You don't see Him, but you can hear His voice. Because He is with you. Wow, such a strong places of scripture. Today, the Holy Spirit is right here in this place, in the midst of your life situations. And I can tell you, I can feel His presence right now. He's here in His presence. He is communicating with us, revealing Himself to us, and wanting us to open up in trust in Him. In trust into the Holy Spirit. He's a person and personally addresses us. Every believer needs to know the reality and power of the Holy Spirit who brings life to us. I want to read John chapter 7, John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. John 7, 38 and 39. One of the remarkable places of scriptures. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water, life. We want to have life. We want to have life. Now he said this about the Ruach, the Spirit, whom those who trusted in him were going to receive, for the Ruach was not yet given, since Yeshua was not yet glorified. Without the Holy Spirit, we can never live in the power of God and experience God's power in our lives every day. For full joy and fullness, we need this great gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. True. True, true, true. The Lord Yeshua promised that we would he would send the Holy Spirit to all who obey him. And I would like to read John chapter 14, verses 16 through verse 18. John 14, 16 through 18. And here's one of the most important places of the scriptures about the Holy Spirit. And I would like to give space for the Holy Spirit to speak into our hearts. Holy Spirit, please talk to us. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so he may be with you forever. Not only here in this earth, not only here during your life, but forever, which means even after your death, he is with you. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him, you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Abides in you. When Yeshua was with his disciples, he was their teacher. They experienced the power of the Holy Spirit through him because they lived in his presence. The Holy Spirit surrounded them. This is why it said, he abides with you. But the time is coming when the Holy Spirit will be in you. Not abides with you, but in you. On the day of Shavuot, the Holy Spirit filled the hearts of the first disciples and built a place where his presence might abide inside of them. Not around anymore, but right inside of you. How lucky we are to live after Yeshua was crucified and resurrected. How lucky we are today. What a wonderful promise our Savior Yeshua gave us. He promised us that we will never be alone and abandoned. Think about it. One of the greatest human problems is loneliness, a spirit filled with a sense of rejection and uselessness. This is one of the main problems of this earth. Today, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, dear friends, you are no longer forgotten, not abandoned, and not lost, not anymore, not anymore. I personally remember this feeling of rejection before I came to the Lord, when even among a group of close friends, I could feel lonely and rejected. Even with my friends, I felt loneliness. I thought maybe they're wrong or something's wrong with them. And, you know, usually we like to blame somebody else, do we? Never blame people around you and never blame country you live in, never. Never blame people around you. Sometimes a person may look to others for the fulfillment of his inner needs and relief from his hang-ups. When he does not find satisfaction for himself, he might find disappointment instead. Sometimes families experience failure when spouses look to each other for relief from the loneliness they feel, but instead experience only emptiness of heart. Sometimes it happens, many times. Because no human being can fill this place of loneliness. But instead, the foundation of such difficulty lies in the fall of man, beginning when Adam forsook his own father and left his home. Since Adam, we all have a void in our hearts for a companionship that only the Holy Spirit can fill. The only Holy Spirit can do that. Amen. Yes, and what happiness and joy, and so may you can experience, to experience the Holy Spirit in my life, realizing that there is no one closer than him. No one else understands me so perfectly. No one else offers such comfort and support or confidence that he will never betray me or simply walk away. I would like to read John chapter 15, verse 26. And did I tell you this almost? Yeah. Let's go. John 15, 26. When the counselor or comforter comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who keeps going out from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. Yeshua calls the Holy Spirit by the name in Greek Parakletos, means a lawyer, a defender, comforter, and counselor. These are the characteristics of a living person. His presence fills our lives with meaning, life, and the power of God. So, and I would like to read in the end the promise from the scriptures about the Holy Spirit. It's in the Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and we'll pray after that. We'll pray after that. It's very important to remember. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and through all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And this word power in Greek, dynamos. Do you know this word dynamite? Yeah? Dynamite. Explosive power. But it also dynamos, the ability and power to keep moving, to keep going on. Do not stop. Keep going on. They receive the power of the Ruach HaKodesh to do the will of the Lord, live godly lives, spread the good news of salvation, heal the sick, raise the dead, the glorious fulfillment of the prophecies. It is very important. So the simple steps how to receive the Holy Spirit. And we can read about it in chapter 2 of book of Acts, verse 1 through 5. They were together, they prayed, they expected the Lord to come and fill them with his presence. So they made three steps. First, they waited. Let's say together, waited. They kept trust and had faith in the promises of Scripture and the words of Yeshua. So it was not just a passive expectation of something incomprehensible. They actively and earnestly prayed for the descent of the Holy Spirit. They longed to be filled with the Spirit. They experienced a strong spiritual thirst. Strong spiritual thirst. I want to share a mystery with you. And again, do not tell anyone, please. It's between us. More secrets, yeah. Faith is always active. It trusts in the Lord and his words. That is why the Bible tells us so much about fasting, about prayer, about works of faith, because faith is always active. It depends on the Lord. Unfortunately, I met people who took a very passive position in their walk with the Lord. And when I told them about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, they answered me in simple words. If the Lord wants, he himself will fill me with this Holy Spirit. I want to give you an answer. The Lord really wants. About that, there is no question. The whole question is whether you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you have this thirst? Revelation 22:17. The Ruach and the Bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who is thirsty, come. So they pray together. They pray together in faith, in expectation, in thirst. And they believed Yeshua's promise, gathered in Jerusalem, and on the Feast of Shavuot, they asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I can tell you, we don't need to be afraid to ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit, to live in us and speak to us, not to be afraid to ask. One of the most probably most visible and important prayer about how to ask. It is in Luke chapter 11. We all know. So I say to you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Amen. What father, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? And if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Ruach HaKodesh to those who ask him? Amen. So I want to stop here right now. I would like to pray. I would like to pray. And I know that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be always filled with his fresh presence in our lives. And specifically now, we had so many things going on around us for a whole year. And looks like part of 2021 goes in the same direction. But I know that the Holy Spirit is with us. He wants to fill us. He wants to be with us. He really wants to speak to our hearts, to lead us. And remember, he promised to us that you will never be alone. You're not an orphan. You're received by the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is forever with you. So I would like to ask you to do something here. We won't pray and in front of them as we usually do. But if you sit with somebody who you know, who you love, part of your family, can you just hug him or stay close with him? Yeah, for this prayer time. Just stay close. Such a great thing to experience the Holy Spirit with us today. And let us ask him to fill us with his presence. Let us ask him to come upon us. Let us ask him to fill us with his joy, joy of his salvation. Let us think about Holy Spirit, about the Holy Spirit. He's a person. And I know that he waits for our invitation. He will never break through our doors, our locks. It is our job to open our heart that he can fill us with his presence. So many times, personally, I experience his presence when I just say, Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence here. I open my heart. Please fill me. Lord, we are coming to you in the name of Yeshua. We are entering the days of Shavuot, Pentecost. And Lord, this day is for you. We live for you, Lord. You died for us, Yeshua, so we can live for you. You purchased us, Lord, so that we can be your belonging, your servants, Lord. Thank you so much for your complete forgiveness, for your restoration, for your adoption, Lord. We are your sons and daughters in this place. And Lord, we open our hearts right now in the name of Yeshua. We open our souls, our spirits, Lord. We open in the name of Yeshua and we ask, in the name of Yeshua, Lord, please fill us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your healing right now in this place. And we thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, I thank you that I can feel you and I can hear your voice. This is everything I want, Lord. I want to be with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in this place, Lord. Lord, please come. Lord, please come. Lord, please come in the name of Yeshua. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your fresh anointing, Lord. I thank you for your power. I thank you that right now people can feel your presence, your fire. That people can feel your presence in your electricity, Lord, in this place. Lord, I thank you in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you that no evil spirit can stand in your presence, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And where's your presence, Holy Spirit? There's freedom, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Freedom of fears. I thank you, Lord, for freedom from any fear in this place, Lord. Fear of sickness, fear of death. I thank you for freedom of fears, Lord. Yeshua, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you're working right now in your healing, Lord, healing power. I thank you, Yeshua, for healing us, healing our bones, Lord, our hearts, our joints, everything inside of us. You created us, Holy Spirit, and you are our healer. I thank you for your healing, Lord, in this place. Lord, I thank you that you're taking our sadness and our worries, and you are filling us with your joy instead. You are giving us the new clothing, clothes of joy and salvation. I thank you, Yeshua. Lord, I thank you for everyone who wants to be filled with your spirit and who opens his heart to you, Lord. I thank you that your waters, living waters right now, is filling us, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Lord, I thank you that you are opening new doors for us in the name of Yeshua. Holy Spirit, thank you for your voice, for your quiet voice right now inside of us. Thank you for understanding our future or the next steps for us today, tomorrow, next week, Lord. I thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, you are everything for us. You are everything for us. We are humble ourselves. Please, Lord, fill us. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Lord, I thank you for renewal of our repentance, our tshuva. Holy Spirit, thank you for reminding us of the paths of old. Paths of following you, Lord, in faith. I thank you, the Holy Spirit, for your presence and for new tshuva for us, new repentance, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're helping us to stand up and to follow you, Lord, every day of our lives. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. I thank you for freedom in our thoughts, Lord. I thank you for freedom from any self-condemnation, Lord. Any self-condemnation. Yeshua, you accepted us fully, fully, completely, with no conditions, Lord. We thank you for your full acceptance of us. Thank you, Yeshua. Fill this place, fill these people, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. We thank you, Yeshua. No one like you, Yeshua. No one like you, Holy Spirit. No one like you, Father. Our Lord, our Savior. Bless us, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. And just take this time right now in the presence of the Lord to pray for one another. To pray, just pray. Just bless one another. And just rest in his presence. Out there is so many things going on. Yeah, we need revival. We need. So many things going on out there, but here is the Holy Spirit. Be with him. Bear with him. Also, I want to pray for people who live through loss of their dear ones, who has this deep grief in their hearts. I know the Holy Spirit, He's our comforter. He knows everything. I want to ask Holy Spirit to take this grief out of our hearts and to refill us with His presence and His joy. Lord, thank you so much for taking our grief. We are giving our grief to you, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Right now, by our decision, Lord, we are giving our grief to you. And we thank you, Lord, for opportunity to open our hearts in front of you, before you. Please, Lord, fill us with your joy. Fill us with your comfort, Lord. You are our comforter, the Holy Spirit. Take this grief, Lord. Help us to live and go on in your power and your freedom, Lord. Help us to hold on your salvation, Lord. I thank you for freedom from any grief, any deep grief, Lord. Please, Lord, fill us with your freedom, Lord. I thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for this prayer. Hallelujah. Let's do one song.
Sing, come.
Holy Spirit, come. Come and fill us.
In our minds, in our hearts, in our souls.
ribara la virinto scento di bala sento shibara la virica che ribara la virinto scento di bala che ribara la virinto
Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 I believe the Lord is working right now in our hearing, and I believe the Lord is touching our ears right now, and spiritual ears and also physical ear. You can check your if you have any problems with your ear. The Lord is right now, He's working. Lord, thank you so much. Hallelujah, Lord. We are closing our source, but we are not closing our hearts before the Lord, before the Holy Spirit. Lord, we open our hearts for you. Please do everything you want, Lord. We give you permission, Lord. Be with us.
Yivrecha Adonai veishmerecha. Yair Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. Issa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.